Dawn Jackson Blattner joins us now, author, registered dietitian, and nutritionist. Hey, Dawn, do you want to jump in on any of these varied conversations we're having?
Oh my gosh, yes. I am obsessed and I have watched all of Hallmark. I love Christmas movies. They are upbeat, they are positive, they are full of love, they get me in the mood for the season. I love them.
They're kind of like you, upbeat and positive, but you're more substantial. You have both the icing and the cake, both the dessert and the main course.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you. I call in really just to get these compliments. Thank you.
They're all true. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. What advice do you have for us? What are your thoughts as we approach this season?
Okay, so you know it's in a week. I can't believe it. And I've been creating an acronym because, I mean, you can remember acronyms more. And so my acronym to help you have a healthier Thanksgiving and whole party holiday season is actually the acronym PARTY. They each stand for something.
I want to guess.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay, this is fun. Okay,
go. The P is portions.
The, oh, my God.
The A is acrimony, because that's what we have. The R is red wine. The T is turkey. And the Y is you just go nuts at Christmas. I don't know. Okay, that's my...
Oh, my God. I love your list, and I'm considering changing some of mine. Okay. But I'm going to say that was not my list, but I love it. The P is plate. That I'm telling you, the only thing you really need to think about is put stuff on a plate. Don't graze through the appetizers. Don't graze at dessert. Don't
That's
graze
really
while you're cooking.
Good. That's
put everything on a plate. I'm telling you, it's so key. It's my favorite one. A is activity. Guess what? People are doing turkey trots and all sorts of things like this. Do not give up your exercise or your walks or anything. Not because it's burning calories, but you know what it's doing? It's giving you immune boost. It's giving you stress relief for when you're around your family. It's giving you more energy so you can enjoy your day. It's even giving you improved digestion. So A, stay active. Okay, what's next? R. Okay, so R is, I was trying to spell it. R is reason for the season. Come on, it's not just all about food. This is really a time, you know, to be loving, be around people you love, be grateful. So, you know, don't make it all about the food. T is one of my favorites. T is taste. I got to tell you, there is so many times I'm eating food and I have no idea what it actually tastes like because I'm eating it so fast and swallowing huge chunks of food. So if you just actually taste what you're eating, it can slow you down, increase your enjoyment, and then potentially you'll eat less because your stomach is actually talking to your brain and telling you that you're full. And then the why is your favorites, meaning do not eat what you like. Do not eat what you like. Eat what you love. So if, you know, the rolls don't look that good, pass them up so that you can have something like my favorite stuffing on your plate so that you are enjoying things that are of your highest delight.
I think that's such a good list. I think those are all really true. So plate, don't graze, put the food on your plate, eat it off the plate. Have an activity for a variety of reasons. Don't forget that there's a reason we have Thanksgiving and it's not about stuffing our faces. Taste the food, slow down, and why is your favorites? Eat the foods you really like, not just the ones that are there. I have a couple questions about all of that.
Yeah.
You stay with me for a minute?
I would love to.
That's Dawn Jackson Blattner, the author of The Flexitarian Diet, the author of The Superfood Swap. She is the registered dietitian that visits with us and nutritionist weekly almost here on WGN. We've got some questions for her, too, about ways to make Thanksgiving healthy and still tasty. Dawn, while I'm thinking of it, I just want to mention this here real quick. We were wondering about all of the people that were standing there and applauding in the House chambers, Nancy Pelosi's announcement she will not seek a leadership role, and everybody was standing and congratulating her. Joe Khalil at News Nation has tweeted, side note, of the handful of Republicans in the chamber for Pelosi's announcement, the only member of leadership I see is Steve Scalise. That was mostly a Democrat House that was applauding her. What about this, Dawn? Is there a lag time between, I've heard this, and it seems to be true, is there a lag time between when I eat the food and when my brain senses that I'm full?
Most definitely there is a lag time, and that's why always you hear dietitians giving the advice of slow down, chew your food, pay attention, because it really does take your stomach some time to signal to your brain that, like, yeah, you're full, which is why many of us pull away from the table after we ate so fast and go, oh my gosh, how did I get so full? It's because there is that lag time. You know, one of the things, too, that is so cool about slowing down and actually chewing your food, chewing starts the whole digestive process. So if you actually want to feel, like, less bloated and heavy after you eat, chewing is one of the most important things you can do to help feel better after you eat. And speaking of this, actually, you know, a lot of people throw turkey under the bus when it comes to why am I so tired after I eat Thanksgiving dinner? And they say, oh, it must be the tryptophan in turkey. And that's not true. You're so tired because you just ate so much and your body is working so hard to digest that food. So another benefit of slowing down and chewing your food and tasting it and giving your brain some time to know that you're full is that if you don't get overly full, you won't be so tired after you eat Thanksgiving.
Hello, John and Don. Low or no sodium ideas for Thanksgiving? Our blood pressure will be so grateful.
Oh, well, here's the main interesting fact about sodium is that nearly 80% of our salt comes from processed foods and dining out. So when you are making a homemade meal and these things are even just lightly salted, it is so much better for your blood sugar or your blood pressure and your sodium levels than if you were to dine out or if you were to make a bunch of things from boxes. So to keep it low sodium, just be making things as much as you can from scratch and just add a little bit of salt as opposed to a lot.
Hey, John, none of us is promised tomorrow or another Thanksgiving. As such, eat whatever makes you happy on the day, but don't take any leftovers home. Then go right back to a healthier eating plan the day after. Life is too short. What do you say about that?
Preach. I mean, yes, enjoy the day. I think it is so imperative that you have what we talked about, your favorites. Pick everything that you absolutely love to eat. Now, for the leftovers, I have to say, I'm a big fan of taking the leftovers and balancing them with other things. So, for example, I love stuffing, and I want it the next day. And so I'm going to take some stuffing, and I'm going to mix it with kale, and I'm going to scramble it in my eggs in the morning. So I'm having eggs and kale and a little bit of stuffing as a repurposing my leftover. Or, like, even I like turkey. I might have turkey leftovers for that great protein and make myself a little snack plate with some chopped up apple and a little piece of brie and have, like, a, you know, after Thanksgiving snack. Or I love also sweet potato casserole. That's in some plain Greek yogurt in the morning for protein and probiotics. I'll scoop it right on there. Delicious breakfast. So I have a lot of leftover ideas like that because you can really repurpose them and make them actually super balanced and good for you and still enjoy, you know, your favorite stuff the next day or two.
Are you hosting for Thanksgiving, Dawn?
I am not the host, but I am a responsible. My husband and I always bring cranberry sauce. We always bring the sweet potato casserole, which is light maple syrup and lots of pecans. And then, of course, you know, I've got to bring the huge roasted veggie platter. Yeah. And we usually do Brussels sprouts, acorn squash, carrots. And I put pomegranate seeds and a little fresh thyme on there to make it look pretty. So those are my contributions. All the color, baby. All the color.
Tell me how you do your sweet potato casserole.
Oh, I chop up sweet potatoes into cubes. I put them in the oven for like an hour and a half. And lightly put maple syrup, 100% maple syrup, and lots of pecans. I love nuts in there. And it breaks down the sweet potatoes and they become super, like, artisanally mashed, right? So they don't stay in cubes. They're really sort of cross between a little bit of cubes and a little bit of mash. And they're so good.
How do you do your stuffing?
Oh, you know what? My sister-in-law is in charge of the stuffing, and that is, she does it classic. Bread, butter, lots of sage, And it's one of my favorites. And like your listener said, you know, that goes on the plate. That is absolutely a favorite food of mine. So turkey, some stuffing, rounding it out with lots of veggies. And I feel like that is such a beautiful, colorful, and festive traditional plate.
I'm a little surprised to hear the abundance about which you speak for Thanksgiving. And I know we just read an email from somebody who said, and then tomorrow you maybe eat more responsibly than you do on Thanksgiving Day. But I know people that are losing weight and trying to continue to lose weight, and I can just see them dreading the decisions they'll have to make on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know what? And I love that acronym. As you know, as playful as it is, all of those letters actually really will help optimize your health even through such an abundant holiday. Like, for example, the plate. Like, you know, oh my gosh, I have all these decisions to make about appetizers. Should I eat them? Should I not? Hey, put your absolute favorites on that plate. Step away from the appetizers and then just eat what's on your plate. You know, thinking about talking and the reason for this season, talk to people instead of just standing around the food talking, move away from the food. I call it the 12-inch rule, trying to be 12 inches away from the food so you're not grabbing it. You know, another technique is pause before seconds. So you've made your first plate. Just give yourself 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and think about, do I really want those seconds? You know, you don't have to be dieting to be healthy on a holiday.
Here's a text from 708. Kale and stuffing, 3 question marks, 3 exclamation points, and then in capital letters, kale is a garnish.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds like my dad right there. I got to tell you, I'm such a kale fan. I think the key is you got to cut it small, because if you have big, huge pieces, it feels very tough. And when you cook it in olive oil and then you put some flavorful stuffing and you make yourself a little omelet, I'm telling you, don't knock it until you try it.
I've got a minute left. Sprint through the acronym P-A-R-T-Y, party. Why is party a good thing to remember at Thanksgiving?
All right, so think about it. P, put things on your plate so you're not mindlessly grazing. That's going to save you calories and also increase your enjoyment. Activity, stay active, not just to burn calories, but for that immune boost, for better sleep, for improved digestion. Remember the reason for the season. I mean, don't make it all about food. Don't stress out about this. Enjoy the people you're around. Taste your food. If you slow down and chew, you will be more likely to pay attention to when to stop before overdoing it. And then the why is your favorite. Do not eat everything that's there. Pick your absolute favorite things and leave the rest behind, and you will have a very enjoyable Thanksgiving of all of your absolute favorites, but not overdoing it. And that's really what we all want to do.
I'm going to play that little soundbite back about 52 times between now and Thanksgiving. I hope I'm not going to be annoying people with that, because you're not asking us to not enjoy the season. And I think if we do that, we will, and we'll be better for it the next day, Dawn.
Oh, I love it. Thank you for backing me up on the party acronym, because it really is the best way to have the best of both worlds. All the fun that you want, but then also optimal health.
Yeah. And remember, the R is for the reason for the season, not red wine. That was my guess. It's 11:57.
Although I kind of like yours better.
Bye, Dawn.
Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Dawn Jackson Blattner. You can follow her on Instagram at DJ Blattner and online, DawnJacksonBlattner.com.